Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're listening to this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. I'm Howard Galganov. There's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. So I wrote yesterday about the debacle at the U.S. Congress, the hearing with Peter Strzok, and how insulting Strzok was to the American people, but equally so, and maybe even more so, how insulting the Democrat Congress people were to the American people, to the intelligence of the American people. It boggles the mind to have seen this display of nonsense, a display that really belongs in an old skit through Monty Python's Flying Circus. Watching Strzok lie through his teeth, looking at that sinister smear or smug sneer on his face, and listening to the narishkeit, the absolute nonsense coming out of the mouths of all these Democrat lawmakers, these members of the House. Nobody voted for these guys to be this stupid and this opposed to the freedom of Americans to trust their FBI, their Justice Department, and all the other powers within government. I watched that giant balloon today in London, and I was amazed at how stupid hundreds of thousands of Londoners could possibly be to insult the President of the United States of America. But it goes far beyond that. They insulted all the people of the United States of America by insulting America's president. But forget about insulting the American people. I did some research, and the Brits sell an enormous amount of product to the United States of America. America, in turn, sells an awful lot less product to England. And the amount of product America buys from England is at least twice as much as any other country on the planet. And this is the country they want to insult. This is the leader of the country they want to insult with this horrific balloon that depicted Donald Trump as a gigantic baby in diapers floating over Londonistan. And I'll tell you something else. London used to do a tremendous tourist business with the United States of America. But I have a lot of friends, Canadian and American, who've been to London. They've been to France over the last couple of years. They're not going back. They say if they want to go to a Middle East country and live amongst Islamists, they'll go to a Middle East country and live amongst Islamists. They won't go to London. They won't go to France. Look, the world is heading in a really bad place. There's no question about it. The EU is a failed experiment. The conservatives in France, the conservatives in Italy, as they've already proven, conservatives in Poland, conservatives in Hungary have already made their case very clear as well. They want out. They don't want the immigrants. They don't want to be told what to do and how to live their lives by some jerk in Brussels. It's enough. It's really enough. And it's going to hit the wall. There's no question about it. It's going to hit the wall. And when it does, let me tell you, there's only one place to be that's either in America or standing as close to America as is humanly possible. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com, radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the very next broadcast, have a great, great day.